Proclamation number 2164 of November 24, 1941. Rejection of spiritual truths proves man's distance from God. The extent which people have distanced themselves from God can be seen from their rejection of spiritual mediation. They consider the possibility of a divine revelation to be completely excluded and therefore do not approach the content in the first place. Thus they neither recognize a God of love nor of omnipotence if they reject it so quickly. And so they are empty words which people only repeat when they speak of a God of love. People do not know what divine love is capable of, and the fact that love drops nothing is equally incomprehensible to them. People are so distant from the eternal deity and therefore God's working is incomprehensible to them and cannot be made comprehensible to them by force, and therefore the human being's task to convey the divine word to them is often not easy to fulfill. It requires infinite love and patience, and the first endeavor of the person who wants to serve God must be to present God to his fellow human beings as a being whom they are not allowed to look for in the distance, that they should not consider anything improbable and therefore should not doubt his working either. If they succeed in transferring this belief to their fellow human beings, this is already a success that promises further success. People want proof as long as they cannot believe. But once they come closer to this thought that they are constantly cared for by God's fatherly love, then they pay attention to all the twists and turns of their earthly life, and they sense the closeness of God and believe even without proof. Only then can the word of God be brought to them and it will only bring them confirmation of what the heart now feels. And again, their attitude towards the world is decisive as to whether they want to be convinced of God's love and omnipotence. For those who are fully devoted to the world do not want to recognize any being that is apart from the world, to whom they should sacrifice the pleasures of the world. For they find in the world and its pleasures the full fulfillment of what they long for. Only renunciation leads them closer to the eternal deity. To whom the world denies itself, God draws near, and blessed is he who receives him. God directs the steps of those who want to serve him to those people who are to be introduced to the knowledge of God's love and his working. And thus he brings himself close to them, for he knows about the willingness of their hearts and leaves no stone unturned to turn them towards himself. Sometimes only a small hint is enough for a person to become a believer, but sometimes extreme patience and love is required in order to lead him to faith. And this is why God's servants need great strength, which they must constantly ask for in prayer, for their ministry is not easy and the resistance is often very great. Amen.